Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So let's talk about the trinity of nutrients for lowering blood pressure. You know, high blood pressure remains one of the more dangerous risk factors for heart disease. Heart disease risk factors kind of, they seem to come and go a little bit. New research maybe supports one, or maybe some research shows it's not quite as much of a risk factor as we thought. I mean, they can change a little bit, but there's one risk factor that remains a big, devastating factor for heart disease, and that is, without a doubt, high blood pressure. But the good news is I have three nutrients that are safe and effective for lowering blood pressure. Now, I want to mention something about middle age and blood pressure before we get into the nutrients, the trinity of nutrients. This is important because I'm middle-aged, so it's important to me, so I want to talk about it. It's a very important study that came out of Northwestern University School of Medicine. They looked at almost 62,000 people, and they noticed something interesting. Men who developed high blood pressure in middle age had a 70% risk of having a heart attack or stroke. Think about that for a moment. So men who develop high blood pressure in the middle age, you know, what is that? I got to be careful. Everybody defines middle age a little different now, but let's say 35, 55, something like that. All right, 40, 60, something. But within that general grouping, that middle age grouping, if you're a man, according to Northwestern University, and you develop blood pressure in that age group, you're significantly increasing your risk for a heart attack or stroke. For women, it was a little bit better, but not much. Women had within that age group, if women in middle age, 35, 55, 40 to 60, something like that, if women in that age group developed blood pressure, they had a 50% increased risk of heart attack or stroke. I'm not sure. I don't know if we've teased out the exact cause of this. Why is it? Why middle aged? Well, I think we're going to have to look into that a little bit more, but the statistics are clear. Developing middle age, high blood pressure is not a good thing. It significantly increases your risk for heart disease. So let's talk a little bit about the numbers as well. You know, there's the top number, the systolic pressure, the bottom number, diastolic pressure. The top number is when the heart is pushing out. The bottom number is when the heart is filling. So systole or systolic pressure is the pushing out. Diastole or diastolic pressure is the filling. It's the dilatation of the vessel as that volume of blood goes through the vessel. And, you know, I'm going to give you some numbers here that are a little bit tougher, a little bit tighter than what most doctors, at least on the conventional side, go by. I like normal blood pressure to be about 110 over 70, not the 120 over 80. But 110 over 70 is better. I consider people pre-hypertension when they're starting to go in that 110 to 130 range for the top number and about 70 to 80 for the bottom number. Stage 1 high blood pressure is between 130 and 140 for the top number. And just to put that into context for you, conventional doctors consider stage 1 high blood pressure in the 140 to 150 range. I just think that's going up too high. So 130 to 140 for stage 1 high blood pressure, and the bottom number about 80 to 90. Stage 2 is the 140 to 150 for me. The bottom number 90 to 100. The key thing I want you to focus though on is that normal level. A lot of people walking around out there with pressures in that 120-ish over 80-ish range, and they think they're okay. Why? Because their doctor said they're okay. I think that's too high. I do, and when you couple that with the Northwestern study about middle-aged hypertension, come on, I think we need to bring those numbers down a little bit. 110 over 70, that's your optimal target range. Risk, by the way, we do know this. The reason I believe those numbers are a little bit too high, we know that risk begins when the top number, the systolic number, is 115 and the bottom number is 75. So if your doctor says 120 over 80 is okay, well, they don't understand from the National High Blood Pressure Education Program of 2011. They haven't looked at that data because the data shows that risk begins at 115 over 75. So that I just think that 120 over 80 is nope, it's too high. I like 110 over 70. That's where we need to be. Risk increases each increment of a, when the top number goes up 20 points and when the bottom number goes up 10 points. That's the risk for heart disease increases with those type of increments, 20 for the top number, 10 for the bottom number. But again, take home message, if you're going to remember anything, 110 over 70. One more time, 110 over 70. So what's the trinity of nutrients? Three nutrients shown to lower blood pressure safely. The first one is pomegranate extract. Pomegranate polyphenols, those are plant-based antioxidants, function as nitric oxide producers. They actually increase nitric oxide, these antioxidants, by 25%. What does that mean? It means with nitric oxide on board, the vessel can dilate better. There's also evidence that pomegranate extract can act as ACE inhibitors. ACE inhibitors are drugs we use to lower blood pressure, and they deal with a system in the body called the renin system. And the renin system is all about vasoconstriction and holding on to volume and raising blood pressure when you need it. So ACE inhibitors block that system so you can dilate and bring down pressure. Pomegranate acts just like those drugs, ACE inhibitors, and has been shown to be almost as effective. The common ACE inhibitor drug out there is called lovastatin. I'm sorry, that's the statin medication. Lisinopril. Lisinopril and pomegranate are almost equal in their effects in inhibiting the ACE system, the ACE enzyme. Pomegranate antioxidants can drop the top number by 8 points, and the bottom number in a one-year study by as much as 20 points. I mean, that's significant. That's pomegranate. That's the first one for the trinity of nutrients. The second one, grape seeds. Yeah, so when you eat grapes, you really need to buy the grapes that have the seeds because the seeds have what are called procyanidins in them that also, just like pomegranate, support the dilation of the vessel. So when you dilate the vessel with more nitric oxide, blood pressure comes down. Grape seeds do that, or at least the procyanidins, these antioxidants within the grape seed. So grape seeds, like pomegranate, dilate and also inhibit that ACE enzyme. A 2-4-week study using standardized grape seed extract, about 150 milligrams a day, was able to bring down blood pressure, the top number, by 12 points and the bottom number by 7 points in a peer-reviewed publication. So that's pretty impressive. If you don't like to eat the grapes, you can go ahead and freeze them, freeze the grape, and so when you eat the seed, you don't get that bitterness. But you can also just take the extract. The last one, the last trinity of nutrients is called milk protein or milk peptides. When you take whey from milk and chop it into small pieces, it breaks it up into these smaller peptides. Just like pomegranate, just like grape seeds, it can inhibit that renin system, that ACE inhibitor, and bring down pressure nicely. A lot of good research looking into the benefits of whey protein in reducing blood pressure and bringing down that risk for cardiovascular disease. Keep in mind, man, developing blood pressure in middle age is not a good thing. So there you have the trinity of nutrients for lowering blood pressure: pomegranate, grape seed, and milk peptide. Now, there are a few other suggestions out there that so I have a fourth one. This is a bonus nutrient that's not part of the trinity, and it's not part of my trinity yet because it's just coming out. Olive leaf extract, not the pulp, but the leaf. Great antioxidants in there. Some preliminary studies show that olive leaf extract can drop that top number by close to 12 points. That's pretty significant. And the bottom number by about 5 points. So there you go. Trinity, pomegranate, grape seed, and milk peptides, and the bonus nutrient, olive leaf extract. Control that blood pressure. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.